This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Rabbi Isai, so we connected the beginning and end of Sefer Vayikra, the beginning and end of Parshas Bahar. B'siyat Deshmaya, here we go. The beginning of end of Parshas Bechukaisai. The next Sefer in the queue is Sefer Tzipisa Yeshua. So we have a special moment now. Drum roll, please. You're going to be the first. I'm going to reveal to you possible draft, what the cover is going to look like. Not in color. Black and white. Just black and white. Okay, here we go. You ready? You're the first to... Here it is. Tzipisa Yeshua. Yearning for Redemption. The classic treatise of the Chafetz Chaim, translucent and stirring essays. Probably will say with stirring essays on the waiting and the coming Mashiach. This is the third Beis HaMikdash. We had a special artist draw what the third Beis HaMikdash is going to look like. This is embossed, so it's not going to be drawn. It's going to be embossed. Okay, it will be probably gold and maybe another color. We'll see. Maybe we'll take a vote or something. So one option is the picture could be toward the bottom. Another option, the picture could be in the center. If anybody would like to participate in this historic publication, now's your chance. Because this week, we read about Hineni Mechalas Go'oinuzchem. So this is the week we got to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. I'll tell you, Parshas Bechukosai, to try to connect the beginning and the end, I was having some trouble, and I tried this way, I tried that way, and then Hashem sent a very good Yeshua. And I think, I hope this is a good approach. We all know that Parshas Bechukosai begins in Bechukosai Teilecho. Rashi's troubled. What does it mean to walk in Hashem's ways? So you say it means to keep the mitzvahs. It can't mean to keep the mitzvahs. The next words are, Ve'as mitzvahsai tishmeru. So what does it mean in Bechukosai Teilecho? It means, Shatiyu amelim b'tayr. That you should toil in learning Torah. You have to learn Torah with amelos, with work, with toil, with sweat, with energy. Shatiyu amelim b'tayra. The end of the parasha is, Eileh ha-mitzvahs asher tziva Hashem es Moshe al b'nei Yisrael b'har Sinai. I'm thinking it has to be, there has to be some connection between amelos b'tayra and har Sinai. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. I'm looking. You ready? Here comes the Zohar HaKadosh. Says the Zohar HaKadosh. Koman de'ishtadil b'oiraisa. Anyone who puts an effort in Torah, ki'ilu ka'im kol yoima b'tura de'sinai. It's as if he stood on Mount Sinai, v'kabel oiraisa, and accepted the Torah. So the beginning of the parsha is in b'chukaisai te'lechu, shetiyu amelim b'Torah. And you know what will happen if you're amel b'Torah, behar Sinai. It's as if you're standing on Mount Sinai, receiving the Torah. As Rav Aaron Cutler asks, a ga'inistik akasha. You know, every Yom Tif we have a commemoration of a miracle. So on Sukkot we sit in a sukkah. On Pesach we commemorate the Exodus. Why do we do nothing to commemorate the greatest event in the history of the world, and that is the giving of the Torah? The greatest event in the history of the world was the giving of the Torah. No event in world history was witnessed by more eyewitnesses than the giving of the Torah. The Rambam says, "God leyo al kol gedula." It should be the most magnificent event in your mind. So why do we not have a ritual to commemorate it? Maybe we should all go to the Catskill Mountains, stand on the mountain, and like have thunder and lightning or something. Why don't we do anything to commemorate? Says Rav Aaron Cutler, we only commemorate things that happened. But things that are actively occurring, we don't commemorate. We don't commemorate what happens. The giving of the Torah was not a one-time occurrence. It's kol gadol v'loy yasaf. Targum says v'loy pasak. It doesn't cease. Smeichim kinesinasan. When you learn Torah ba'amelos, it is joyous like the day it was given. We don't commemorate the giving of the Torah because it is an active current experience. And I think that we could suggest that therefore Parashas Bechukosai begins in Bechukosai Teilechu Shatiyu Amelim Batoira, and it concludes Behar Sinai. Because the Zohar teaches, Kaman de'ishtadel ba'iraisa ki'ilu ka'im kalyoyma betura de'sinai. So with that, we say, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis chazek, b'siyat ha'shmaya. We've somehow come up with the Pesachin Megadim on Sefer Vayikra, and we're mispal Hashem should give us siyata deshmaya to be able to, at least for Parshas Bamidbar, hopefully even beyond that, hopefully Sefer Bamidbar v'chol ha'Torah kula. Okay, Rabbi, say have a wonderful Shabbos, and there's no shir tomorrow morning. Okay, kol tov.
Amen.
Kol tov, everyone. Be well. I'll tell you off the camera.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.